right, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our city council meeting. Ask everyone to stand as they are able for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin.
Here.
Councilmember Dewey.
Here.
Councilmember Edmond.
Here.
Councilmember Zimmer.
Here.
Councilmember Ward.
Here.
Councilmember Wirtz.
Here.
Councilmember Lizzo.
Here.
Thank you. We will go straight down to public comments.
The public comments portion of the meeting is an opportunity for the city council to listen to comments from citizens. It is not a question and answer session, and the city council will not respond to comments or answer questions during this period. The mayor may refer any matter brought up to the city council, to the chief administrative officer, or city clerk if action is needed.
Thank you. Do we have anyone wishing to speak?
I've been given no cards, Your
okay.
Honor.
Thank you. All right. With that, we will move on to the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? None. All in favor of the consent agenda, please say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Motion passes. Move to the order of unfinished business, Bill 10803.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $525,000 from the Park Sales Tax Fund to account number 302-2001-600.75.03, project number PR2006, for repairs to the Kirkwood Aquatic Center.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin.
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey.
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond.
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer.
Yes.
Councilmember Ward.
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lizzo.
Yes.
Bill passes. We have no new business tonight. We have no consent agenda items to consider. Go straight to city council reports. Go ahead.
Yes, I do. I am excited to report that the city of Kirkwood has been chosen as one city out of one in there are three chosen in the state of Missouri to participate in a program called Missouri Complete Streets Consortium. It is, turn my page. It is, the consortium series is a technical assistance program to support the work of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Division of Nutrition and Physical Activity and Obesity. It builds practical skills to implement activity-friendly routes to everyday destinations, including on-the-ground site visits and case studies at each workshop. It forms and strengthens partnerships across agencies and jurisdictions.
Yes, I'd like to also add to this. This consortium brings together staff from three jurisdictions in the state of Missouri, which are Joplin, Eastern Jackson County, and Kirkwood. There are a series of 3 2-day workshops, one in each of the three jurisdictions. There's continued engagement between workshops with distance learning modules and homework assignments.
I think what makes this also really special is that previous to us, there have only been 6 other communities in the United States. These include Knoxville, Nashville, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Arvada, Aurora, and Westminster, Colorado. And kind of what this is going to focus on, the first workshop is going to be kind of working through the benefits that Complete Streets can bring to Kirkwood, the policy development, how we can kind of build it and change it and make it work for Kirkwood. And then finally, they're going to work on cross-sectorial collaboration and engagement between a bunch of different, you know, departments and stakeholders within our community. So I think it's going to be a really great opportunity for this city, and I want to thank the staff for putting this together.
Yes.
You want to?
No. I think this is, I'm really excited about this, and it will dovetail very well with Vision Zero, Complete Streets, safer routes to schools, And we've just heard about another program that crossed my desk just a couple days ago of safer rides to parks. So I think this is all a part of a big and exciting thing that's happening here in Kirkwood, and we are one in nine that have been asked to do this.
Well, thank you. And obviously this is our Vision Zero Council Subcommittee chaired by Maggie and Mark and Kara on it. So thank you for that. I mean, it is exciting. And I think it was just this week on our website, Russ, wasn't the pedestrian safety enhancement
Yes, we have called a spotlight on our website right now. As you scroll down, you can select, there's four items that are spotlighted, and you can select the one regarding pedestrian focus and enhancement.
Yeah.
And it brings you to a page that lists all the activities that are going on in the city right now and in the past and in the future, really, where we're working to make Kirkwood a safe environment for people of all abilities and of all modes of transportation, including pedestrians, bicycles, and of course motor vehicles. So we certainly want to emphasize people's transportation needs and accommodating those.
Thank you.
And thank you, Beth, for getting that up.
Yeah. Thank
you. I'd like to acknowledge a couple of scouts that we have out here this evening. Thank them for coming out and caution you that this is not a typical city council meeting.
we're trying to make it longer now.
Yeah, right. Our record before was 12 minutes. We're still just within that, so we're good.
Some nights it just happens the way things work in the calendar and the schedule. So
good luck.
Yeah. I heard somebody mention earlier the holiday walk is Saturday, and Santa Claus comes to the train station at 9:30. So all are welcome. Any other council comments?
Well, the zoning code review steering committee, we've more or less finished our work. We might still have to work a little bit on final comments on the code section 5, but we've more or less wrapped up the initial review. You may have gotten posters about a public presentation, so mark your calendars for December 12th, 6 p.m. There'll be a presentation, and then there'll be sort of breakout sessions to answer questions that you all may have or the public may have. It says right now City Hall, though I'm not sure if it's going to be in City Hall. Jonathan might be looking for a different venue that might be able to hold more people. Stay tuned on the actual location, but Thursday, December 12th, 6 p.m. And hopefully you've been following along assiduously to our progress and all of the proposals that we're going to eventually bring to the council for approval. That's all. Thanks.
What was that word you just used?
Assiduously? Sorry.
I'm kidding.
Thank you to that subcommittee.
Not putting it
you
off
all
till
have
later.
Spent many hours.
All right. Anything else? All right. Chief Administrative Officer report.
Yes, Mayor and Council. The city has received two requests, one a liquor license and the other from the Optimist Club, that would require approval by a voice vote. The first one, the Optimist Club, is asked to operate its annual fundraising tree lot at North Middle School, beginning on November 23rd, with operations of 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. We would ask for a voice vote.
Is there a motion to approve?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Motion passes.
And the other item is the city has received an application for a liquor license for a picnic license from the Kirkwood Optimist Club, 111 South Guyer Road, for May 15th, 2020, at Kirkwood Park. Voice vote.
Is there a motion for approval?
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Motion passes. City Attorney report.
Nada.
Nada.
There you go.
South America.
Speaking another language.
City Clerk report.
Yes, Your Honor. I have the correct Planning and Zoning Commission report from the November 6, 2019 meeting. The following action was taken. The commission recommended approval of a special use permit to CBD Kratom to operate a convenience store at 11220 Manchester Road. A public hearing will be scheduled. At the request of the petitioner, the commission continued the request to rezone 11204 through 11224 Big Bend Road from R4 to R5 and a site plan to construct 24 row house dwelling units to the November 20th meeting. After a presentation for the preliminary and final plats to subdivide 608 East Monroe Avenue into three lots, Commissioners O'Donnell and Deal were appointed to the subcommittee. The subcommittee met on site on November 12th at 9 a.m. After a presentation for a site plan for a mixed-use development known as Kirkwood Flats at 426 North Kirkwood Road, Commissioners Frick and Adkins were appointed to the subcommittee. The subcommittee met on site on November 14th at 8 a.m. Staff provided updates on development projects recently reviewed by the City Council. Staff provided an update on the zoning, subdivision, and sign code review project. And I also have the report of the November 20th, 2019 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The following action was taken. The commission recommended approval of a request to rezone 11204 through 11224 Big Bend Road from R3 to R5 and a site plan to construct 24 row house dwelling units known as the Towns at Geyer Grove. Two public hearings will be scheduled for those items. The commission recommended approval of the preliminary and final plats to subdivide 608 East Monroe Avenue into three lots to be known as Conley Estates. Staff provided updates on development projects recently reviewed by the City Council, and staff provided an update on the zoning, subdivision, and sign code review project. A special meeting will be held by the commission on January 8th regarding updated codes. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Want more?
Next meeting, City Council is on December 5th. We wish everyone happy Thanksgiving. This meeting is adjourned.